Chapter 1. The Blonde Bomber. "The usual," said Neri, sliding onto the stool at the Slice and Hook. The bar at Knotty Bush Golf Club was empty, save for Nellie, the starter's wife, who was folding napkins at the far end. "I saw you coming," said Jeanette, a sturdy redhead with a lilt in her voice. She placed a Bombay and soda on the polished mahogany bar. "I'd ask how the game went, but that ain't regulation attire." Neri followed Jeanette's gaze down to the cleavage blooming from beneath her blue sundress, then smiled. "You are correct," she said, examining her makeup in her cell phone camera. She fingered her curly blonde bob and smacked her cherry lips. "I'm here to meet someone." Jeanette leaned on the bar and wound her serpentine braid around her index finger. "Anyone I know?" "Let's just call him golfer number one," said Neri. "I met him on golf match." Neri pressed the icy glass to her bottom lip and bent to take the first sip. When she peered up through her long mascara lashes, Jeanette was looking back at her with raised eyebrows. "Golf match. The dating app." "Yes," said Neri. "Why do you look so surprised?" Jeanette huffed. "Because if a woman like you has to go online to find a man, there's no hope for a woman like me." "Don't be silly," Neri chuckled. "Lots of people find love online, and golf match guarantees they'll find me a mate. Or my money back." "Bet you got a lot of hits." "Well, naturally," said Neri. "The app is 90% men. I've got lunch dates lined up every Friday until Christmas, and that's after I disqualified all the cougar hunters." Jeanette snorted. "What do you got against younger men? I mean, when it comes to the bedroom rodeo, they got the giddy up." She winked. Neri shook her head. "Been there, done that, Jeanette, and I'm the poorer for it. I'm not going to support some young buck just because he can do all night what it takes an older man all night to do. Cialis and Viagra will take care of that. I only have a few requirements, but I'm sticking to them." Jeanette nodded. "So, he's got to be a golfer, and he's got to be rich." "Not rich necessarily," said Neri, "but definitely established. Someone I'd be proud to have on my arm. Oh, and he has to make me laugh." Then suddenly noticing they had company, the two fell silent, and Jeanette turned to greet Minnie Putt Pete and his brother Charlie, her old flame. "The brothers Barlow, right on time," she said, picking up two pint glasses and heading for the Guinness tap. "Hey, do you boys know Neri Germain?" she asked over her shoulder. "Scratch golfer and new president of the Ladies Golf Association." "Of course," said Peter Barlow. "Hi, Neri." Then he turned to point at his younger, scruffier sidekick. "You know Charlie, right? Greenskeeper extraordinaire." Charlie ran his work-worn hands through his sandy brown hair, then nodded Neri's way. He always felt inadequate at times like these, although he knew that didn't make sense. Knotty Bush wasn't the most exclusive club in the Jupiter area, but it was inarguably the most manicured, due to Charlie's extensive knowledge and tender loving care of all things green. Still, he couldn't help comparing himself to the high-rolling members of the club, and especially to his brother. No one commanded more respect at the club than Pete, a self-made man who'd turned a single mini-putt business into one of the best-known franchises in the state of Florida. Wee Putts. "Actually, we've not formally met," said Neri, stretching toward Charlie. He wiped his sweaty palm on his olive boiler suit, then accepted her hand. It was true. They hadn't formally met. But of course he knew who she was. Everyone did. She'd only been a member for 6 months, but had already earned the nickname the Blonde Bomber due to her take-charge attitude off the course and her quiet confidence, buoyed by natural ability, when on it. Every Tuesday morning when the ladies played a scramble, Charlie made sure his office window on the south side of the cart barn was open so he could hear Neri approach the first hole. He never got tired of watching her flow through her tee-off routine. A sway of her round bottom, a glance at the target over her left shoulder, a gentle arch in the small of her back, and a slow, steady takeaway. Then, whap! As nimble as a forest creature and as accurate as a marksman. Neri shook Charlie's hand and he realized he'd been staring at her. He cleared his throat. Nice to meet you, Miss Germaine. Your reputation precedes you. Neri slapped her knee, threw her head back, and laughed. Oh, gee, I hope not. It was such an unrestrained, joyous response. It made Charlie laugh, too, and he immediately relaxed. And as friendly banter bounced between the four, the to and fro between Neri and Charlie became increasingly and conspicuously effortless. I've heard that one, she said, giggling at Charlie's inept attempt to tell a racy golf joke. You know what a condom shot is? But just then, her reason for being there tapped her on the shoulder. Sorry to interrupt. Are you Neri? Startled, Neri spun on the stool, then blinked. It was golfer number one, tall, dark, and smartly dressed in a navy sports jacket and khaki pants. He looked nervous. Yes, I am, she said, with a formal bow of her head, her ceremonial manner an indication she considered this serious business. She gestured to a table along the glass wall overlooking the 18th green, and they walked away without further introductions. I have to head out, too, said Peter, patting Charlie's shoulder. He could see his brother deflate at Neri's abrupt departure. He rose from his bar stool and placed his cap on his head. Put Charlie on my tab, he added. And just like that, what had felt like a celebration of sorts was now just a lonely landscaper sitting at an empty bar. Can I get you something to eat? Asked Jeanette, filling the awkward silence. Yeah, Charlie said. Just a hot dog with mustard. Jeanette headed for the kitchen, and Charlie fixed his gaze on Neri and her animated companion. He appeared to be explaining something complicated and profound. Initially, Neri leaned her elbows on the table, nodding, as if listening, but now slumped back in her chair, her arms folded in front of her. Shortly thereafter, the two were out of their seats shaking hands, and Neri was on her way back to the bar. That was fast, said Jeanette, placing Charlie's lunch in front of him. Guessing you won't be teeing off with golfer number one. A complete waste of time, said Neri, reclaiming her seat next to Charlie. He smiled, although he had no idea what they were talking about. He pretended not to care, turning his attention to his meager feast. He's married, Neri went on, throwing her hands up. Talked about his wife and her deficiencies the entire time. Unintentionally, Charlie snorted, prompting the two women to glance his way. Sorry, I couldn't help but overhear, he said, wiping mustard from the corner of his mouth with the back of his hand. Golfer number one? Neri went on golf match. The date in sight, said Jeanette. Can you believe that? Charlie frowned. No, I can't, he said, meeting Neri's beguiling baby blue eyes. I mean, you're so... Well, it's hard to believe you can't find a date. It's not that I can't find a date, said Neri, squeezing the juice from the lemon wedge into her gin and soda. It's finding the right date. No point hooking up with someone who isn't a serious golfer. Obviously, it's more than just a hobby for me. Golf match helps to narrow the field. She shrugged. Hey, too bad golf match doesn't specify the size of the putter, said Jeanette. And Charlie joined the tee-heeing with a weak chuckle. Yeah, and the size of the bank account, Neri said. Charlie winced. Clearly, any bonding between them that he'd consider late at night, his dick in his hand, was not in the realm of remote possibilities. This afternoon, she'd gone to his head like a strong drink, but he'd have to guard against any further scope creep in his feelings for her. He'd already suffered one such soul-crushing defeat at Naughty Bush. Maybe you'll have better luck with golfer number two, said Jeanette, taking Charlie's empty plate. Neri lifted her drink. Here's hoping, she said. To golfer number two, then, said Charlie half-heartedly. He tapped his glass against hers, then finished his drink. To golfer number two.